This podcast episode is powered by AfriPods, the world's number one podcasting platform for African stories.
Welcome to Rooted and Robust Podcast. How are you guys doing today? This is Rooted and Robust Podcast. My name is Ozioma Anioji. I'm sure you know that already. All right, so today I am super excited because on the show today I have a special guest. She's an amazing woman and she's joining us today from the beautiful city of Nairobi in Kenya. Oh my God, my very first Kenya guest. And I am sure I'm going to have many more people from Kenya joining on the show. So today I have Nairobi Molo with me on the show. See this woman. Oh my God. And today really we want to look at breaking boundaries. She's one person that has she has shattered plenty boundaries. Like she has broken the ceiling, broken the roof, conquered places that I don't know. So today we want to go through that journey with her. How did she do it? What was it about her that made her achieve so much? She's an entrepreneur, she's a speaker, she's a mental health advocate. On the show today with me is Mary. Thank you, Mary, for joining me. I am so grateful to have you today.
Thank you, my dear. I'm very glad to be here. Finally, we are doing this.
Yeah.
It's been a journey.
It's been a journey, really. The very first time I heard about, or the very first time your profile was read, my jaw dropped like, what's going on here? She's first in this, won this award, 40 under 40, 40. I'm like, what is going on? I need to bring this woman on the show. No, I can't have this. I need to bring her so we could learn together how this woman was able to do this in this time of her life. So I'm going to start from the very beginning. Before we go into the journey, I want my listeners to hear from you who Mary Omolo is. So let's hear it. Tell us.
Thank you very much for this opportunity. So my name is Mary Ben Omolo. I'm a Kenyan entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. I'm a mental health advocate. I'm also a speaker. I champion for women empowerment so much, youth and leadership. And I also speak about mental health. On top of that, I'm currently the national coordinator and also the vice president of AFIEF. Africa. So AFIEF is After Entrepreneurs Federation. Okay. And we are championing for After the One Trade Africa. Mm. And I'm also the ambassador for women empowerment both in Eastern and Central Africa. Mm. Currently, I'm the top 40 and the 40 women award winner, Africa actually. I won it in March this year in Ghana. Okay. I'm also the top 35 under 35 award winner under hospitality. I'm also a rising star award winner and women on board. Mm. And also I'm a universal award winner and a women universal. That cuts across all the women in Africa. Not only actually in Africa, but global women. Mm. I also won the top 50 under 50 women in IRP. And I was so amazed to notice that I was the only African and the only Black woman. For the first time, I was so happy about it.
Wow.
Yes, you can imagine being the only Black woman the only among Black woman. All the 40.
Yeah, proud of you.
Yes, I was so amazed, you know.
Okay.
And currently I was the CEO of Greensill Limited in Africa. No, in Kenya, sorry.
Okay.
Greensill Cleaners and Pest Control, yes.
Hmm. Wow. I know it's... Anyway, we'll just take this because if we dig deeper, we'll find more.
Yes.
But I'll manage. We'll manage this all for today. Okay, so I am really curious. Mm-hmm. How did it start for you? What was the journey to this Mary Ben that is celebrated all over the world? What was the journey for you like?
You know, when you ask me this question, whatever you see now, it wasn't there 4 years ago. It has taken a lot of sacrifice, dedication, hard work, failing and rising to get where I am today. Mm-hmm. I still see myself as a work in progress because I've discovered there's so much to achieve, both in business and positivity and influencing both young women and youths positively to become better in their own life. And if I say it wasn't here like 4 years ago, it's very, in fact, I should say even 3 years ago, because I did different courses in university. I was taking myself through university. So I did business management. I did computer networking. I also did sales and marketing. And out of the three, to be very honest, I've realized I'm only utilizing two certificates. That's business management and sales and marketing, because I'm so passionate about marketing. So before I even joined entrepreneurship, I was working as a sales and marketer with different organizations in Kenya. And I lost my job in 2015. So when I got fired in 2015, being that I believed I would get a job anywhere at whichever time, so I tried applying for jobs. You can imagine, my dear, I never got any job. Wow. 2015 went down the line, 2016 down the line, 2017, I started getting depressed and I had to do something very fast. Mm-hmm. And a friend of mine told me to register a company, and because he's a procurement manager, he'll be able to assist me get a contract with them. So I tried registering a company. All the names I was giving were rejected. Wow. So I prayed and I told God, if you want me to do a business, please give me a name, because I don't want to move into something that you're not in it. I'm a believer, and I always say, if God, you're not going with me, I'm not going. If it is not in your will, if it is not your will, I'm not going to do it. And I reached out to my elder brother to give me money for registration, because I was very broke. So when he gave me money to register the company, I went ahead and did. And being that I didn't have a background in business that much, and I didn't know what to do, you know, when people start telling you that, Ozioma, you can do this, you can do that, and you see your friend flourishing in this, that's what you want to do. So I decided I want to do general supplies. Okay. I want to do events management, because I've seen my friends are doing events management. I decided I want to do Kahaya, because my elder brother was in Kahaya. I decided I want to do interior design. At least I had a bit of a background on interior design because of my previous employer. Okay. And I did all that. And what I'm doing currently, cleaning and pest control, was the least on the profile.
Wow.
I had just put it there. Yeah, I'd put it there. You know, like you're putting something just a by the way. Mm-hmm. So it was just a by the way. And fast forward in 2018, I lost money. I lost a huge amount of money from through a friend in a business deal we were doing, almost 2.7 million. So it took me back to square one. Now, in that process of losing the cash, I got so depressed. I didn't even know what I wanted to do anymore. I wanted to sell the company. And that's when I met my mentor. In that process of me, between 2018 and 2019, in fact, 2017 to 2019, I was depressed. I didn't understand myself. I was depending on antidepressants. And the only thing that was in my mind was death by suicide. I just wanted to commit suicide. But fast forward in 2019, I met my mentor, and I met him in a very weird or different circumstance. While I was recovering from depression, I decided it's time for me to go out there. It's time to network. I really hated networking. So I told myself I need to network with people more. So I was going for those networking, not because I wanted to network, Ozioma, I wanted to eat food. I couldn't afford.
Wow.
I couldn't afford my own meals. And I was tired of the food I was eating. In Kenya, it's called githeri. That's a mixture of beans and maize. So you boil it and then you can fry it, or you can have it like that, dry. So I was tired of eating that food. So I went on social media and I was looking for events, women empowerment program, youth empowerment program, and I would show up. Trust you, Miozema, without lying, I used to carry a carrier bag so that I could, after everyone is done, I would carry the leftovers, you know. That was my breakfast. I knew very well I needed breakfast and dinner for, for the next couple of weeks. So I would do that over and over again. And I didn't want to network with people. So I just sat at the back, listened to people talk. And then this time I show up in this function for women, youths, and there's no food. And the only money I had used it on my transport. So there's no food for the next 1 week. So I wrote this, there's no food, there's no water. There's only just a dispenser of water. And I was asking God, why? I should have stayed home because I needed these 100 shillings for my next meal. And the guy who was talking, he's called Eric. He was talking and talking. And I realized we were only two people concentrating in that room. And I was the oldest, actually. So when he finished talking, I went on the approach team and I told him, excuse me, I've been going through this and that, and this is my company profile. I feel like I need to sell the company because I don't understand what I need to do. So he looked at it, and still his words, the words he said still stuck. Actually, it's still stuck in my brain till today. He looked at it and he said, wow, all these services you're offering, they're giants, they're beasts in the market, and we need to pick one. And I was like, I expect you to feel sorry for me and tell me you'll buy or direct me to somebody else. And he asked me, do you still want to retain it if you can brand it? I was like, yeah. That was actually in 2019, late 2019, around November. I was like, yes, we can rebrand it if it's okay. So he asked me, what can you do? Give it a chance that you can wake up in the morning. You're so excited about it. You're so excited about that job. Whether there's money or there's no money, you can do it. Whether you have employees or no employees, you can do it. And I was like, perhaps I can do pest control. He looked at me and he said, you're a lady. Would you be able to handle it? And I was like, yeah, I hate bugs, so
you can
be able to do it.
Yeah.
Yes, I was like, I just hate bugs. I hate roaches, and fine. So he said, okay, fine. Step number one, you need to Google about pest control, read more about it, check your competitors, what are they offering, how are they offering that. You need to do a research. So I came, started doing a research on pest control, the type of chemicals you need to use, the liters of chemicals, the dilution, everything that I needed to do, or rather learn. I reached out to guys who are running pest control, and they saw this is just a lady. In fact, they, you know, I'm short, so they would look at me and say, this is just a young girl. There are those who offered to help. Apparently, it's just one person who offered to help. The rest felt like I was being a competitor. And now I started rebranding step by step. By the end of 2019, we had rebranded. We had rebranded to a pest control service. Now, my first client, I got from Twitter. He was called Peter. The guy never knew he was my first client. A friend, a high school friend of mine, a primary friend of mine, saw the guy looking for pest control service. So he told me, Mary, can you call this number? A lot of guys had sent their numbers. So when I called, he said he had called another company, but they never picked. So I was like, thank God. So he asked me, how much will I charge? Ozuma, I overcharged the guy because I didn't even know. So that he doesn't pick on us. And then I tell my friend, I called, but the guy turned it down. You know, out of, I was scared. You know, I was scared. So I went on Facebook, posted that I need someone who can do control, and I'll pay him $1,000. That's around $100. So I said, the person should reach out. Then a friend reached out and he said, I should take that down, that post. He will recommend someone. So he recommended this guy. So we met up and we went to an Anabrovet. I explained what I need. Actually, I told the client, in order for us to do the job, you need to pay 50% deposit. So the client sent the 50% deposit. Now that cash, I used it to buy the overall, all the protective gear for the guy and the chemical. So when we were at the Anabrovet, I asked the lady, how do we need to mix? how do you need to do the dilution? There's a baby involved in this house. We need an odorless chemical, something that is not effective. How will we spray? So my lady started explaining and we were there listening. So by the time I got to the client's house, I prayed and I told God, you know, faith without works is nothing. And I depend on you. There's a there's a small baby in this house. So if I mess up and the baby is messed up, I'm literally going to jail. Now, what I did out of just faith, I work with my anointing oil. So I took the anointing oil after I'd mixed the chemicals. I took the anointing oil and poured in that chemical. And I told God, listen, for once, I just need a miracle. For once, I just need you to show up for me. And we started spraying. The guy thought that I was going berserk, because how do you mix a chemical with anointing oil, you know? And because you started spraying, you should have seen us in that house. We were very busy. You might thought that we had done this job for more than 3 years.
Wow.
Yeah. So we were just busy spraying, removing utensils, putting them back, telling the client what he needs to do, how to go about it. And trust you, me, that client never called me back. I still feel bad though. He has never called me back for pest control, because he doesn't see roaches in his house.
Wow.
All these years, the guy has never called me back. He has never seen roaches. The only thing we do for him is cleaning. So fast forward to 2020, I told myself, if I have to exist in this field of cleaning and pest control, I need to exist for a reason and a purpose. I'm not just going to offer cleaning services based on just like every other person. Every other cleaning company is offering just cleaning. Pest control, they're just offering pest control. So I told myself, I need to exist for a reason. I need to understand my purpose. Why am I here? So based on my story, there's a part that I've not shared. I hope to share it next time. I decided to work with young single mothers because I understood their pain. I understood whatever challenges they've gone through or they're going through is what I went through.
Yeah.
Whatever pain and discrimination they're getting from the society is what I went through. So I asked myself, if this is me, I'm educated, I'm well empowered, and it was not easy for me to get a job. What about them who are not empowered? What about the vulnerable? Yes. What about them? Who is standing out for them? And there's one thing about African society. They see single mothers as outcasts. You get people mock them on social media.
Yeah.
People make fun of them. And it really broke me. And I said, listen, Mary Ben, we're going to exist for a purpose. So we started working with young single mothers. 90% of my workforce is single mothers. And I just love it. Every day, I wake up in the morning and that is what I want to do. We were not making much profit because, you know, 90% of the money we'd get as a company would go back to them, would literally go back to them. So you get, if perhaps they're paying, the market rate is $50, I don't pay them $50. I'll end up paying like $70 because I know
what they are going
they have for. Extra mouth to feed. So I would pay extra $70, and then you can imagine there's the tax that we need to pay. So by the end of the day, I would basically get 10% of it. But I felt it's okay because I understood my purpose. You know, when you instead of you looking for money and you're chasing your vision and your purpose, money comes later. And in that process of 2020, COVID hit, and I knew very well things are getting out of hand. I'll move back home. Shock on me, clients started flowing when they realized this is what we're doing. We're working with mothers, single mothers. For us, it wasn't, for me, it wasn't more of a CSR, but all the organizations saw it as a CSR. So they would reach out to us to do cleaning, pest control. And before I knew it, someone had nominated me for top 35 under 35. Wow. And I was like, this is amazing. You know, I didn't even know it, out of the blues. And when I was going through the interviews and they're asking me what I'm doing, and I explained to them, and I told them, I don't even know who has nominated me. And because I didn't have so much confidence in myself, I'm just recovering from depression, self-hatred. I'm just trying to know who I am. I knew I wasn't going to win it, but shock on me, I ended up being the first runners up on top 35 under 35 hospitality. And that was so amazing. And I said, if somebody else is seeing what I'm doing, then this is a stepping stone for myself.
True.
And then now the second nomination came in for women on board. By that time, I was not sitting in any board. And then I'm nominated as a rising star. And I'm like, okay.
Wow.
So again, somebody else is seeing what I'm doing, you know? Yeah. And this is just 2020. And I got nominated for the Rising Star Award. And I was like, okay. So I accepted it all heartedly. Before you know it, we are moving into 2021. All of a sudden, different organizations started reaching out. I actually didn't even say I'm an ambassador. I'm the Eastern African ambassador for Global Startup. Actually, I hold two ambassadorial positions. So I was nominated for Eastern Africa Global Startup Awards, representing Eastern Africa. And I was able to nominate over 20 startups that were being funded. They went through a competitive decision, and two of my startups made it up to top three in Africa for the funding. Yes. And when that happened, I realized, you know, there's that self-limitation whereby you limit yourself.
So
you limit what you're capable. Yes, you limit what you're capable of doing. And when I saw that, I started now believing in myself step by step. And I told myself, Ben, it's either you go big or you go home. Mm-hmm. And that is one thing I would like to tell our listeners, is that self-disbelief is one of the things that kills you. Is not what other people think about you. It's not what other people say about you. Is what you say or what you believe about yourself is what can make you or can break you. So when I saw that in 2021, I was like, okay, so I can achieve more only if I believe. Now, I completely shifted my focus from looking for money and fulfilling my purpose. Yes, so I became so passionate because I had tried, I had attempted suicide a couple of times. I decided to tell myself, nobody deserves to die.
Yeah.
Because now, 5 years later, 6 years later, my life is taking a different transformation. Nobody deserves to die. So I started becoming so vocal about mental health. I would speak to youths, I would speak to professionals. And before you know it, boom, I ended up being a speaker. And I was asking my mentor, how did I end up being a speaker? This is someone who has failed her entire life, you know? I failed in school. You know, there's one thing I did say earlier. I used to fail in school. I wasn't a top performer. So I was like asking him, you know me, you know I've failed. I have failed as a mother. I have failed as an entrepreneur. I have failed as a daughter to my parents. Here I am talking to professionals about mental health, about entrepreneurship, about women empowerment, about youth empowerment. How did this happen? And it reminded me about my self-belief. How do you believe in yourself? The moment you have a vision of who you are, where you want to be, where you want to go, the life you want to transform, and you start working towards it, blessings just comes your way.
True.
So by the end of 2021, somebody else had nominated me for top 40 under 40. Somebody else had nominated me for Universal Women Award. And all of them just came 2022. I started my year 2020 as a normal person. And then by the time I got to March 2022, everything has just escalated to a different
level.
Wow. I ended up being, yeah, exactly. Everything had just escalated. I became the vice president of AFIEF, which is now the baby to AFTER. I'm now the ambassador, Eastern and Central Africa ambassador. We are women empowerment ambassador, whereby we are championing for women empowerment across Africa. funding opportunities for women and even youths. You know, we can never leave youths behind.
Mm-mm.
But let's say youth in Latin.
Yeah.
There are those who are 60, but they're still youth at heart. And that has been my journey.
Mm. What an inspiring journey you've had. Where do we start from? Wow. I mean, you know one thing about your journey is you never know who is watching.
Exactly.
You really never know who is watching. So, like, you were just doing your thing, trying to empower people, you know, trying to make people not go through the path you've gone through. And from nowhere,
exactly.
It just turned around. My God, that is so inspiring.
And you know what I learned about consistency? Mm-hmm. What I learned about my journey was consistency. Consistency is the key. You know, there are times when you do something, you're doing it, and you're feeling so discouraged.
Yeah.
It's not about what other people are going to say, the naysayers. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I always say intentionally hype yourself. Just
intentionally.
Hype yourself.
I like that
yes.
word.
as yes. your mind, just hype yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You see, like now, the way you're doing it, do it. It's who you are.
Yeah.
Make it loud. Let people know what you stand for. Make people know what you believe for. Let your story open that door for you. People will still talk. If they feel you're showing off, it's okay. But like Oprah said, my cup runneth over, cup overflows. People say that you're full of yourself. Yes, once you become full, you're able to pass it down to somebody.
Exactly.
Yes. And you're able to pass it down to somebody else.
Mm.
But consistency is the most important thing. Be consistent. It's so hard to be consistent. I always say consistency is not a habit. It's a law.
Mm.
Yes, consistency is the law that you have to survive with.
Mm.
Yes, it's a gradual change. It's a gradual build-up. But trust me, 5 years, 2 years, 1 year, 6 months down the line, you'll be able to see the fruits of your consistency.
Yeah, I agree.
Yes.
I agree totally. So how have you or how are you able to sustain this level? I mean, the change is more or less drastic. Like, you just went from this to this in split seconds. You went from, this girl, who is she, to this. I mean, world celebrated, top this, first in this. Like, how are you able to, or how are you sustaining this moment of your life now?
I always say number one is maintaining discipline.
Mm-hmm.
Maintaining discipline, remaining focused and determined to achieve the ideologies that I believe in. That is youth empowerment, women leadership, mental health. If I don't have discipline, and being that I'm also a young lady, if I don't have discipline, I'll be messed up. You can be famous without an impact.
Yeah.
But you cannot be famous, but you have an impact. So I told myself, I want people to know me for a reason. I want young girls to look up to me and say they want to be like Mary Ben.
Hmm.
You see, they want to live a life like me. But they'll only be able to say that if I remain discipline. If I remain, if I maintain discipline and remain focused to what I want to achieve. Another thing I always say is associating, what has literally helped me is associating and connecting with people who have a vast experience, technical know-how, so that I can have a grasp of their own vision and link it to mine and to what I want to do and also emulate their best practices to propel me to greater levels. I always say, yes, I know I have done this thing is great, but there's always the greater level. I want to achieve that greater level.
Yeah.
You know, I want to get on top of the mountain. I want to test the
great is good,
the
but then greater
you know,
is best. Yes.
Exactly. I want to test it, you know.
Yeah.
I always say there's more we can achieve as long as you remove the limitations from your own mindset.
Mm.
And then thirdly, I can say engaging in strategic decisions, discussions with people in my field through social medias like LinkedIn.
Yeah.
LinkedIn has helped me grow a lot. It has really helped me grow a lot. I've been following guys like Vusi Thembekwayo.
I saw Warren. A picture you took with him. I'm like, oh.
That is one thing I learned. You see, manifesting your own desires. I remember I've been following Vusi for quite a long time. Yeah. And I used to tell myself, I want to be the female version of Vusi in Africa. I want to break the mountains. I want to break barriers. I want to be up there. And I used to tell myself, I want to meet Vusi. So I was trying to plan, how can I travel? By that time, I was in South Africa. How can I go to South Africa and just sit down, just listen to him speak?
Yeah.
And boom, God brought him to Kenya.
Wow.
And I was like,
you need to travel.
Wow. Exactly. So I've been following up on Vusi. I've been following up on Warren Buffett, being one of the greatest, one of the richest, you know.
Yeah.
I look at them and I'm like, even with Elon Musk, I'm like, if this guy can be the richest man in the world, in the entire world, he has two hands, 2 feet, the same mindset. Mm-hmm. Our difference is just our skin color, but I'm capable of doing that. I'm capable of achieving that. Even if I don't become the richest woman in the world, at least I'll be among them, you know?
Yeah.
So I get to realize we share the same values, even with Bill Gates, in terms of humanitarian. I'm more of a humanitarian. So I get to see how they're doing it. Being a humanitarian is that when I come to assist or to help a needy person, I don't have to publicize it to the whole world that I've given a cup of flour or this to this person. You know, when you do that, it means you're showing it to the world, but you're not doing it for humanity. Mm-hmm. So I've got to learn about that. I've been following this Tom Otieno in Kenya. He works in South Sudan in a humanitarian organization. I've gotten to learn more from them. And this every day, it gives me that satisfaction and it shifts my focus. I'm able to see where I want to be, where I want to go. These are people I'm looking up to. And lastly, I would say self-development in terms of engaging in short courses and research. I was never good. I never loved a learning and self-development because can you imagine in school being told you are a poor performer, teachers making fun of you, your fellow students making fun of you. I used to be number one or number two or number 10 from behind, so you can imagine them making fun of you. I never wanted to just go to school, but this position and all this
it new, demands that of you.
It demands it, yes.
Yeah.
So I get to do a lot of short courses. I'm always on the go. I'm always busy. I have to put my hand on this. I have to do that. I have to do research. If I have to speak to young girls, how am I going to approach them? How am I going to talk to them? Will I talk to them the same way I'll talk to women of my age group? No.
Mm.
I need to understand them. And also mentorship. I've been getting a lot of mentorship from different people. I always say my greatest mentor, the guy who mentored me in 2019, he has remained to be my greatest mentor till today. Yes, I cannot make a step without his decision. And that is what a lot of youths lack, my Ozioma.
Yeah.
They lack mentorship and focus because, you see, with him, there's some opportunities that I feel they are great for me. There's a platform I feel like, if I step into this platform, it's going to take me to a greater height.
Yeah.
But when I tell him, he's like, no, don't do it. Mm-hmm. I don't even frown. I sit down and I keep quiet. And I'm like, okay. He said I shouldn't do it. He knows it better.
Yeah.
I don't question him.
Mm-hmm.
If he says it's a no, it's a no. And I always say, to be successful in business or to be successful, not only in business, a career person, or to be successful in your life, you need 3 people. That is a mentor who sees what you're not able to see, who directs you.
Yeah.
That's a coach who's able to help you grow in that line, who's able to give you the direction, and you need a therapist. I learned we battle a lot. We have a lot of things we are battling in, within us, or rather in ourselves, and we don't have people to speak to.
True.
And I realized we talk a lot to strangers. We tell strangers a lot. When you're riding on Uber, you're there, you're telling an Uber guy what has happened, how did it happen, and you guys talk. You meet a stranger and you just start talking. That is when I realized the importance of a therapist.
Mm.
When business goes haywire or when you didn't achieve your target. Yeah. You just go, just get a therapist. Go in there, just nag it out.
Mm.
Let somebody else, or rather, let somebody else see your own problem, not the way you see it, and let them encourage you. Yes. Yeah. So that has really worked for me.
Mm. Wow.
Yes.
Now, something very amazing that you mm-hmm. said, or that I picked from your story, is persistence. Despite what you've yes. gone through, right? You got to that yes. point where you turned it around, but then you insisted that, no, this is me now. It doesn't matter what it will take. I am going to yes. get to this next level. And I think that is what most young people lack. You know, there's this point where you get and you feel like, see, I'm not doing it again. I'm exactly. tired and I'm not doing it again. How do you encourage young people to stay on the path and just keep going? Because sincerely, it gets tough. And if you don't have that strength of character, you tend to just give it all up. So what would be your advice to people at that point in their life right now that are feeling like, see, I am done with this and I'm just going to pack up and go home?
You know, I always say, you know, the pain of giving up is more painful than the pain of just moving forward. Because if you look at your situation and you realize you can't afford food, you can't afford good shelter, you can't afford a good life, trust you me, that pain is much more harder. It's much more bitter
yeah.
than the pain of waking up in the morning and trying and trying again. You see, I have lived both lives whereby my house has been locked. I have to sleep at the rooftop at night, not just for a day, for a week, with no change of clothes. I have seen my friends avoid picking up my calls just because they feel like I'll beg them. I was even nicknamed with my own problems a beggar.
Wow.
I literally had someone call me a beggar and the person didn't know I was there. And I was like, really? And the person opened up and said, yes, nowadays if I pick your call, it's either help me with $50 or $100 or my house has been locked. And I realized that pain is more painful than me waking up at 7 or 5 a.m. to try and just change my life. When you understand the difference and you look at your parents, the way they struggle to take you through school, you look at the people who are looking up to you, you don't want to give up. I always say there's more to life. And the challenge is, one thing I came to realize is that rejection is not just a rejection. Rejection is a projection of where you need to be. A lot of us view rejection as a bad thing. But no, Ozema, believe you me, if I wasn't rejected back then, I wouldn't be here. If I wasn't rejected and called names, I wouldn't be where I am. So for me, rejection is always a projection. If people could just see that rejection is a projection for where you want to be, it's much more easier for you. And another thing I would like to tell people is, when you realize you're called for greatness, you wouldn't want to live a limited life. You wouldn't want to live an ordinary life. Trust you me, Ozema, you can be, rather you're going to be the best media personality.
Yes.
If you realize that, yeah, I'm going to be the best media personality, why do you want to settle for less? And all you want to do is just put your own effort. So every day when you fail, remember, it's either you go big or go home. And going home is not an option.
It's not an option. True.
Going home is not an option.
Yeah. So the only option is keep going.
Keep going. Go
keep
big.
Going. Keep yeah, going. Just, go just big and go big. Bigger. Wow.
Yes. If the going gets tough, take a break.
Just
breathe. Yeah. Cry if you have to cry, but crawl if you have to crawl to get to the finish line.
Yeah. Now, I like that point that you just made, because sometimes we hide our vulnerability. Sometimes we don't just want to get vulnerable. We don't want to be human. We want to be superhuman. And that is the point where we set ourselves up for a big fall. Because
yes,
there are times when you need to cry, really. I mean you're human. And I love the fact that you said, if you have to cry, just cry.
Cry.
Wipe your tears, dust your face, and get to work and get back on your feet. Yes, I love that part. Be human.
Let me be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
I still cry till today. I cry. I don't want to lie to you. I cry. I call my mother, I cry. I call my sisters, I cry. Even my younger sister, I cry.
Yeah.
Even my younger brother, he sees me crying and I'm like, please, you guys, let me cry for a minute. Because I have seen what I've gone through. Let me cry. And I tell myself, Mary Ben, I love you so much and you're going to do this and you're going to make it. So it's just me and you. I tell people, the first thing you have to do in the morning is to love you.
Yeah.
Yes, love you. Not any other person on social media, not any other person. Love you.
True.
Yes. And just know there is a lot of future possibilities for you to achieve. And then you just start again. Just do it. Failure is just a feedback for your future.
Yeah.
It's just a feedback. There's a thin line between failure and success. And the only difference is how you perceive it.
Yeah.
Once you perceive that failure is just a projection for your future possibilities, then you're good to go.
You're good to.
Yes.
Wow. Oh my God. It's been an amazing time. But I want to know, what is ahead for Mary Ben Omolo? What are we looking at? Are we looking at being the president of what now? I know we are not there yet, but what are we projecting?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I strongly believe there's so much for me to achieve, both in terms of business, mentoring the youth, and working with women on various aspects, including leadership. A snapshot of what I still plan to do is that it might likely change, because every day you wake up in the morning and you realize you have new dreams and you gain new interests.
Yeah.
Is that I want to do greater good to increase my business portfolio and do greater good to humanity. For now, my priorities are to establish a foundation in the next 6 months. I want us to have Green Soul Foundation, because I want to go fully into women empowerment. That's working with vulnerable single mothers. And I'm looking to expand my business portfolio across Eastern Africa. When I discovered myself that I'm well able and well capable of achieving great, I just want to do it. I just want to play. I want to try. I want to do it. If I fail, I fail big. It's okay. Mm-hmm. If I fall, let me fall forward.
Yeah.
That I'll be able to rise up. So I want to expand across Eastern Africa. This means we'll be increasing access to work opportunities for both youth and women. I want to continue mentoring young single mothers, not only single mothers, even the youths. I want to continue mentoring them. And I can't limit myself only to the Eastern Africa. I also intend to expand my contacts globally.
Yeah.
Not only in Eastern Africa, but mostly with humanitarian organizations and corporate organizations that we share the same mission and vision across Africa, across Asia. I say the world is a small village. With internet and digitalization that we're moving into, nothing is impossible. You can imagine, I'm in Kenya, we are having this interview,
you're
in Nigeria. So so it means it's possible for us to go across the globe. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
Yes, so we can't wait to celebrate more and more wins, more victories, more success.
Amen to that.
Yeah. Thank you so much,
thank
Mary,
you very much
for being on the show. Thank you. I appreciate you. And I love you.
Love you too, my dear. And thank you for making it amazing.
Oh my God.
It's so amazing to be here.
Thank you.
It's so amazing.
All right. Have a beautiful day. And well done. Well done. Well done. Well done. Well done. Well done.
Thank you. I appreciate so much, my dear. It's just by the grace of God. Thank you.
Yeah. Yes. All right. Have a beautiful day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And thank you. And be blessed.
Yeah, you too. If you stay resilient, if you stay persistent, you don't give up. And when I say giving up, I don't mean you become a superhuman. I mean, even in your humanity, in your vulnerability, in your weakness, you stay consistent, you keep pushing. There is a higher chance that you will not fail, that you will succeed. I mean, just imagine Mary's story, from a lady who has been mocked, looked down on, you know, and all of that, to this amazing, celebrated. Let me tell you, she did not tell us all of her profile, though. I can tell you for free. It was not all, she said. She's being very modest. This woman is celebrated all over. She's celebrated world over. And is, I mean, it was just like magic. But it was the sacrifice, the hard work, and consistently trying to make an impact in our world. And this is the outcome. And I am saying to you today, you can break free, you can break boundaries. I mean, you don't need to have been in it for 100 years, for 20 years, for 30 years. It can happen overnight. And I always say this, you never know who is watching. You really never know who is watching. I am so, so happy to have hosted Mary today. Her story is so inspiring. And I am sure someone out there listening to me or have listened to us, you have been inspired to go all out and pursue your dream. This has been Rooted and Robust Podcast. My name is Ozioma Anyoji. Till I come your way again with another exciting episode, stay blessed. Bye-bye.
Ina Indeshwa na AfriPods.